Well, it's good to be back here, even if going through jet lag and twice in less than 2 weeks is kind of affecting me yet. There's something that I've been pondering, and that is the whole thing about truth and how we discern it. Pilate asked Jesus, "What is truth?" And I'm going to be looking at several verses here in the Gospel of John in chapter 14, 15, and 16, and then end with what I've been pondering about a scripture that we'll have, in about 2 weeks or several weeks in our Sunday school lesson in 1 John that talks about the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Now, I was noticing that three times Jesus calls the Holy Spirit the spirit of truth. And of course, we're familiar with the scripture where Jesus said to his disciples, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." And so in this discourse with his disciples just before going to the garden, as I said a bit ago, he refers to the Holy Spirit three times as the Spirit of Truth. In the first one is in John 14, and I'm going to read verses 16 and 17. And by the way, in contrast to this, Jesus calls the devil the father of lies. Now, in 14 verses 16 and 17, he's of course preparing them for the fact that he's going to be leaving them, but he's not going to leave them without provision. So 16, "I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of Truth, which the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you." He dwells with you and is going to be in you. He's going to abide with you forever. See, I'm going away, but he will be with you. In the Old Testament, there were times when it said the Spirit of God came upon someone, you know, for that occasion. But here it's different. He will abide with you forever. And indeed, Romans 8, 9 says it this way, that if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. So it is true that for one to be truly a Christian, the Spirit of God lives in him. So talking about discerning truth, here we see that finding truth or confirming truth is by the Holy Spirit. You know, first we're drawn and then indwelt by the Spirit of Truth. So the second passage where he names the Holy Spirit as the Spirit of Truth is in chapter 15 and verse 26. Now, what the Holy Spirit does is he points us to Jesus. "But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of Truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me." And so, I think elsewhere it says he's not going to speak of himself. You see, he points to the Lord Jesus. The American Standard says this, "He will bear witness of me." So it is the work of the Spirit to point us to Jesus. Twice in John 1, it says that grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. So the Spirit of Truth points us to the one that said what he did in John 14, 6, and I've already recited that verse. And then thirdly, in chapter 16 and verse 13, and here he speaks of the Spirit guiding us into all truth. "Howbeit when he, the Spirit of Truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. So, the Spirit guiding us into all truth. You know, we're all on a journey, and probably as younger people, probably to a greater or lesser degree, depending on our makeup, we grappled with things, and perhaps even with basic faith issues. And so having honest questions is okay. Or having questions is okay, having honest doubts maybe even. But that's not a sin. As we honestly seek the truth, he will guide us into all truth. Now, I emphasize the word all, but that said, that is not a contradiction. To say that he will guide us into all truth is not a contradiction to what we say sometimes, that we have no monopoly on truth. There are things we can learn from others, including from other faith traditions. Now, I'd like to go to 1 John and read in chapter 4, read verses 1 through 7. 1 John 4, 1 through 7. And here I'd like to suggest that the Holy Spirit, as the Spirit of truth, will help us discern between, well, it says, you know, the Spirit of truth talks about the Spirit of truth and the Spirit of error, but I like to suggest that there may be a difference between error and the spirit of error. Now, error used in this way, it may simply be a lack of maturity or a lack of perspective or simply incomplete without being the spirit of error. And so I'm suggesting that there is, if we're on a journey, let's say, none of us is perfect. None of us is without error. But we're talking about discerning the spirit of error. And here I'm talking about what we hear from others, what we read. Let me just read the verses. And it comes at the end of verse 6, this spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Actually, I think I'll just read the first 6 verses. Beloved, believe not. Believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are going out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. Ye are of the world, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. So, we could suggest, the way I'm using these words here, could suggest that there actually could be a spirit of truth in terms of the person himself, and you know we could learn something even from people that we possibly basically disagree with, if there is in the person himself a spirit of truth. And again, I'm going to mention here what the deciding, what the crux is of where the person is. So I've been applying this to what is said to us, either said or what we read. Now, actually in the context, notice in verse 6, we are of God, he that knoweth God heareth us. In the context, it actually is saying you can tell the spirit of truth or the spirit of error in the person, how they receive truth or don't receive truth. So perhaps discerning between someone who's from a cult or a believer of another persuasion. So obviously I'm making an application to apply it the way that I'm saying it here this morning that there may be some error in what we hear, what we read, but if there is the spirit of truth in that person rather than the spirit of error, the deciding factor is, what do they make of Jesus Christ? Who do they see Jesus to be? That really is the crux of the matter. Do they believe that Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us, that he came in the flesh? And so, to wrap this up, I said I've been pondering this thing about how we discern truth, and I've looked at those several verses from John. God has given us the spirit of truth to help us to discern truth. And a little bit in the similar way, in a similar way that in Romans 8, it talks about his spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we're the children of God. I think in a similar way, sometimes we hear a truth that maybe we've never heard before. Maybe it's from a different perspective than even we've considered. But there is that that somewhere deep down in, we say, yes, you know, that's true. I think it's the Spirit that can bring that sense to us. And so, for myself and for all of us, may we be sensitive to truth and guided by the Spirit of truth. Let's kneel for prayer. We thank you, Father, for the opportunity of coming together this way. And we thank you for the gift of your Holy Spirit to dwell within us. So we want to be sensitive to his voice. And we realize that that he is also in our brothers and sisters. And we can learn from each other in what you reveal to us, making up a whole. We're compared to a body, and we thank you for that. So we just pray for each part of the service that it might be a blessing. Give us ears to hear and hearts to understand. In Jesus' name, amen.